Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Find out, Jimmy Carter. It's report time from Mr. Carter, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video. Prime Bank of Texas in Westlake, by the way, and Swartner Farm and Ranch. Hello, Jimmy.
Well, good morning. It is prom night for television news. This is the night that they put people working on for 4 years in advance. Yearly 2 years, because they really do an election thing every 2 years.
That's right.
But,
yeah.
But the presidential election, they really go all out, paint the place red, white, and blue, get a new set. Take out whoever was in that room and gut it and give them all new places to work, whether it's Fox or whether it's NBC or whoever. When are we going to get election returns? Well, all of the networks, I think, except NBC. NBC is going to start at 5 o'clock Central. Whether or not your NBC station will start carrying them, I don't know. But everybody is going on tonight at 6. All the networks. Again, I don't know if your local stations are going to just eat their local news that's normally at 6 o'clock and go with the network or what, join them at 6:30. But by 6:30, they'll start to have some trickling in things that are going on in partial numbers. If you tune in, you can spare yourself the pain, wait till about 8 o'clock Central. And there's going to be a pretty good number of stuff in. And I think Florida is going to be one of the first ones to completely come in because they've got their act together on how to run an election. And I hope they're going to cover some of the unusual amendments that are going on. There's a big marijuana amendment going on in Florida. DeSantis is against it, and has spent a lot of money to run against it, and made a lot of sense in his ads. And Trump and others are for the marijuana, recreational marijuana. So that's going to be a big thing today. And, of course, the abortion amendments in there, too, which was written very confusing. And I don't know if you're for or against it, honestly, by watching the commercial. It's prom night, so everybody's going to be in there. You know, all the Nora O'Donnells are getting blow out of their hair this morning, and all this stuff is going on to be ready to try to get you to go. Now, News Nation is new at this, and they're going to try to make a go at it, but I don't know. They're going to use something called the Decision Desk, which is an independent outfit. It's not really part of their newsroom facility that's going to be making some of those kinds of calls. And again, it's just going to be weird because remember in 2020. In 2020, the election was over in 16 days. So you didn't really have a winner for 16 days. In 2016, Trump was declared a winner at 2:29 a.m. So, again, you're not going to get a winner unless you get up in the middle of the night at the earliest, probably 3 a.m., and maybe not even then, if Pennsylvania is indeed as close as they say it is. Now, Georgia, everybody's looking at the messed up Fulton County. There's a lot of eyes on that one, a lot of Republican and Democratic eyes and lawyers and everything else. They're definitely looking at Fulton County because they're really worried about monkey business going on there. You've got your states like, well, your cities like Detroit, Charlotte, those are two, and Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Milwaukee. Those are some of the main cities that Republicans and Democrats have poll watchers and ballot watchers and every other kind of watcher because they're worried about monkey business in those cities, not states.
Why are they worried about what and where are this? In Georgia, Georgia's Republican legislature, after that last boondoggle, passed some sweeping reform that essentially makes it way harder to cheat and way easier to vote.
Yeah.
And they have smashed voting attendance or voting participation records already.
But I don't think in Fulton County they smashed attendance records.
Oh, it's just in that critical county.
Just Fulton County. It's not the state of Georgia. I'm looking at any of these places. It's Mecklenburg County, Charlotte. It is the county that Philadelphia is in. It's the county that Pittsburgh is in. Those are the places where you've got, where last time there was a lot of question about pretty big numbers. They're having tremendous problems in Arizona, in Maricopa County, already with just a lot of argument. Again, a lot of eyes looking at everything, though, and calling it out. You know, they're missing this number of ballots that were pre-election ballots, and they're there's a lot of monkey business going on already. So people are watching harder than they've ever watched, you know, at how these things are coming down. Peacock is going to do something. I don't understand this, but I'm going to definitely check it out. Peacock will have a multi-view experience. So I don't know where your different things are going to be unless they're focusing on different states or whatever. I don't know. But it'll be all cameras from NBC, though. So I don't know. I don't really know. If you only had one TV set, which we all have more, but if you had one TV set, what would you go on and mostly stay on?
This is similar to the question you asked me yesterday, and my answer was, like any night of the week, I watch all of them. I don't think I could pick one. That's the sad thing about where we are today. That should be CNN, but it's not in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Fox is going to give you the most optimistic view if you want Trump. NBC and MSNBC and
the most negative views.
Going to give you the most positive for Kamala.
And here's how they can.
I got to see
tone,
both.
This is how they can affect the election with their tone early on, when the polls aren't closed in California or Arizona. More importantly, Idaho, maybe even Montana. If they make it look like it's a sweep for one or the other, that would discourage possibly people from going to the polls in the late afternoon or the early evening after work or whatever. Say, what's no point? This is over with. So if you see them have some tone like that, it could affect things out in Hawaii and Alaska.
And that was kind of
red. Hawaii is blue.
My memory says that was kind of the tone in 2016. And then all of a sudden, about 10 o'clock, maybe our time, this whole thing starts going Trump, and the whole world was going, whoa.
Well, it's liable to do. I mean, I think it's very, just because of how the votes are going to come in, I think it's going to be heavy states, because look, they'll do the electoral count as well as popular vote. The electoral count for Trump will be ahead pretty significantly in the first couple of hours. Because I think it'll take a little while to get those heavy number states like New Jersey, New York, certainly California, and some of those other big number states when they come in. Illinois, because Chicago voting will be slow, but Illinois is going to be blue.
I'll take the bait.
Yeah.
I'm still not narrowing it down to one, but there's two people I trust to interpret what's still out and what's come in and what it means. Karl Rove and Steve Kornacki. Steve Kornacki with NBC, Karl Rove with Fox.
I can't watch NBC now. It's just, to me,
he's pretty down the middle.
The early morning people.
He's working on facts.
Yeah.
Usually.
They all get the same facts, though. I mean, Everybody is hooked up to something called the National Sign. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a service that collects the national vote and gives them all the raw number vote.
Is that right?
Everybody's getting this drinking out of the same well, but it's just how they interpret certain precincts that they've keyed on. That's where the local part comes in. They've got people that are watching a certain precinct, and that has been a bellwether. They usually go for the winner, that type of thing. So you'll see different tones from the different networks. If I only could watch one of the ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox, boy, can I know they're all bad. I probably would watch ABC early on until they make me mad, because CNN, I'm having a harder and harder time because of the higher profile of Jim, whatever his name is, Tim Acosta, people like that have a higher. Jake Tapper is also, I'm having trouble with him these days. They're so biased on one side. It's like watching The View. I just can't watch The View anymore because they just don't even make an effort to be anything but what they are. So I don't know. I think I'd watch Fox coverage because I know they try, but I'm going to watch probably put two screens up. I'm going to put CNN on one and Fox on another and let the other networks just fly.
Also with Fox, now that you mentioned it, you got Brett Baer, who is he's not going to spin it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think Brett Hume will tell, but it's pretty good. They're going to bring him out tonight.
Good.
You know, you just can't deal with any of the Jesse Waterses and Laura Ingrams. They're so in the fix, you know, of what they want. It's worse than, well, no more than Rachel Maddow and some people like that at MSNBC. So now Telemundo, they're going to begin their coverage at 3 o'clock
CCC.
With their primetime coverage starting at 6.
Telemundo!
CC.
Now, this is going to be one. I'm definitely tuning in this just to see what it looks like. It's going to be Election Night Live with Brian Williams on Amazon Prime Video.
I know.
It's going to be at a soundstage in Los Angeles. I'm dying to see what they're doing.
He's all credible again, huh?
I just don't know what his resources are going to be. You know, can't just be Brian up there, you know, writing in chalk what's going on or something. I don't know. So we'll see about that. But Brett Baer and Martha McCallum would probably be, I would have one of my two screens here on them. And I just don't, again, I don't always trust Fox. They don't have the best news department. CNN does have the best news department. But I don't know that we need them on this. We're just all waiting to get the numbers. And if everybody says, I like Chris Steirewalt. He was at Fox, and he's gone to News Nation. So we'll see what he can come up with. I might tune on News Nation a little bit, too, just to see what they're going to do, because you just don't know what anybody is going to do tonight. And it is prom night, and a lot of money, a lot of pride is on tonight.
Man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And page 2 with Jimmy Carter.
All right, some other news quick. The rank-and-file members of the Boeing workers are going back to work, maybe some as soon as tomorrow, maybe even today. Biggest loser, the U.S. economy, $11.5 billion due to strike. Union members will return to work tomorrow. 600 members of the New York Times Technical Guild went on strike. They walked off the job yesterday. They got all kinds of problems at the New York Times, and they're upset. They think they can still do a consistent election day coverage. They do fascinating work on elections with their just technical expertise. Like 2 days from now or whatever, they'll show how every county in America voted. Have you ever looked at that map? It's just really great. It tells you everything with everything.
Mm-hmm.
They do complete coverage in the New York Times. An exploding package bound for North America traced back to Russia. In July, two incendiary devices were caught at the DHL facility in Germany and in Birmingham, England. They caught fire. European investigators revealed the packages contained electric massagers implanted with magnesium-based flammable substances. Said the packages were sent by a proxy for Russian spies, kind of as a test to see if they could get dangerous packages into the U.S. and Canada. The Kremlin says, oh, there's unsubstantiated intuitions from the media, so blah, blah, blah. 39 million people in America now have a TV that's 97 inches wide or larger. Wow. You know what? I'm not watching any of those TVs much anymore except on a football game. I don't have a 97-inch, but what was the last big one? I don't know. It's big enough. The average cost of a TV that's 97 inches is $3,000, sometimes as high as $6,000. Consumer technology improves. It tends to get cheaper. A 98-inch television back when it was introduced cost $99,000.
And now it's 3 to 6?
Yeah.
How big is yours, Bob? Your television?
You know.
70?
I need to replace it. 60-something. Yeah. I need a bigger one.
See, I'm just watching on a 27-inch screen, but it's 4K to 8K. It's really great definition. And that's just comfortable enough for me. I mean, I'm watching it close up. I'm watching it 3 feet away, as opposed to watching it on a whole wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't enjoy the whole wall deal, so I don't know. What else is going on? The first-time home buyers, the median income now for a first-time home buyer, median age is 38 years old, and the median income for the buyers now is $97,000. Wow. I don't know a lot of people in broadcasting that are starting out even in their first couple of years at $97,000.
Or their last couple of years.
Yeah. That's a big number when you look at these house prices, though. You know, people were buying houses 10, 15 years ago, and you could buy a $200,000, $250,000 home. There are a pretty good number of people able to fit into those. But now those same homes are $400,000, $450,000, $500,000. And it's just that's the part of inflation that's blowing up the American dream for so many people. And that's what some of this election is about. Supreme Court agrees to hear Louisiana redistricting. That's one thing. It's way into the weeds for this election, but it's definitely affected a lot of places for positive and negative throughout the country. And NBC and IMAX are going to do the first ever live college football game in IMAX this weekend. Certain theaters are going to run it, and it'll be on Peacock. It'll be Pennsylvania. Let's see, the Nittany Lions against the Huskies, the annual whiteout game in IMAX. So I don't have an idea what that would be like, even a little bit.
There's a place in Dallas, I wish I knew where it was, that they're showing games in like an IMAX, or like you would see in those VR goggles, where it feels like you are right there on the sideline. And everyone's talking about what a great experience it is, because it feels like you're on the field instead of...
So they're watching the game, so the viewpoint of the camera is from, like, standing on the sideline?
Correct, yes.
Like a parabolic mic operator?
Big time.
Like Eric Raines? Okay.
Yeah, old school.
All right. Well, that'd be interesting. I mean, I don't know about seeing the whole... I don't know about that. I got to pray about that.
There's a lot to pray about. Yeah. Well, you sound pretty.
Right,
you
boys and girls, sound pretty. It's going to be a good one.
You sound jacked.
I mean, I've always been excited about Election Day. I've had some great memories of working. I was put on a crappy congressional candidate one year, and the big reporters who were more senior than me got who they knew the winners were going to be. They put me on. I was a producer, so I didn't normally go out. I could, but I didn't. And I went out. I was this Republican, had no chance of winning, and he won. And so things can happen crazy on election night, things you don't expect. So we shall see tonight. We shall see.
Well said, if we know anything tonight, right?
We'll know a few things. We just won't know the outcome. We'll know what a lot of people... Yeah. We'll know if things were swinging that were supposed to be swinging. We'll know if people are pretty thrilled about dope. We're going to learn a couple of things tonight.
Yeah, that states being able to take the right to abortion is on 9 ballots.
It's a lot, including Florida.
Nine states, including Florida, which that's going to be interesting.
It sure will.
We shall see. Jimmy Carter, all right. See you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye. And we'll watch you on social media tonight. It's Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Prime Bank of Texas, and Swartner, Jim Swartner, Farm and Ranch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.